This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
Well, good evening. Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer here with another session of Medical Frontiers on this Monday evening. We've had a little break from the microphone. We had Labor Day last week. You were still working, Rob.
Yes, I was. Labor of love.
Somebody has to keep the mic on.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. Looking forward to tonight's show.
And the Steelers won last night?
They did.
Yeah. They won an away game. First game of the season.
And we have a quarterback.
Yeah, that's right. Looks like it. He's aged. Isn't it amazing when you're 41 year old?
Yeah, but if I had a trainer like he has and the nutrition that he had, I'd have held up better too.
Okay, Medical Frontiers tonight. We're talking about cancer screening by Allegheny Health Network. And we have an event coming up at PNC Park. We're going to be talking about that and talking about how important it is to screen for cancer. And sometimes because if you wait for your symptoms, if you have symptoms, it might be too late. So we're going to be talking about how we can do that as best as we possibly can in making diagnosis early so that you can have early treatment, et cetera, et cetera. We're very fortunate to have a couple of folks in the studio. They've been here before. They're great guests. They really know what they're doing. They're organized. They know how to do what they've been trained to do. And it's really amazing to meet people like that. And they really like what they're doing. And the patients are benefiting by leaps and bounds. Dr. Jim Butler has been here many times. And he's a radiation oncologist and a very, very bright individual. And, you know, it's one thing to be bright, and it's another thing to be bright and really care for other people. And Dr. Bettler is at it. He has really taken on this activity of screening. It's a love of his. And it's almost like he has a subspecialty in getting people together to do screening and that type of thing. And we're approaching, lots of people. I think the last time we were talking, they've screened 10,000 people, and now we're approaching probably, you know, maybe 12,000, something like that, and like 2,500 a year. And so those numbers are, I think you have diagnosed, 75 people with cancer, something like that?
Yeah, I believe it's probably at least that. There's lots of people, skin cancer is the number one cancer. So a lot of the patients will go to a private dermatologist and we don't have that continued follow-up to see what their abnormal skin lesion was. But knowing that that's the number one cancer and how many abnormalities we find with skin cancer, I believe that number is a lot higher. But yes, we've had cases of lung cancer, prostate, colorectal, lots of different cancers. And you hit the nail on the head. By doing the screening and finding it early just leads to better outcomes and hopefully less intervention is needed.
Okay. And also, as a guest, and she's been here before, Tiffany Koss, she's an advanced practice practitioner, and she is organizing the event at PNC Park. And the thing of it, that's a big event, and there will be specialists there to help with the screening and that type of thing. But AHN screens all year, 12 months out of the year, they're screening at different sites and so on. And Tiffany, tell us a little bit about this this event at PNC Park. I know it's taking place October the 4th, but give us the details of that.
Sure. Yes. Yeah,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The event is going to be on a Saturday, October 4th, like you said. Patients can register from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're going to have some routine cancer screenings available at that event. We're going to have screenings for skin cancer, head and neck screenings. We will have FIT test available, which is a take-home test for colon cancer screening. We will also have the availability of placing a GI referral if a patient would prefer to have a screening colonoscopy. And we will also have a brilliant provider on site performing prostate cancer counseling and the availability of having a PSA drawn if the man is eligible.
Okay, they'll be able to get blood draws if
yes,
that's necessary. So mm-hmm. Just for my own edification, how many people will you be expecting to this screening? And I know you can register online and by phone.
Yes.
Okay, tell us how you can do that.
Yes, so anybody who wants to come to the PNC screening needs to be pre-registered. So there is a telephone number that they can call.
What's that number?
That number is 412-899-6694.
Okay.
Or they can go to our AHN website at ahn.org/strikeout, and they can get some information there on how to register.
That's strikeout?
Yes.
Let's say strikeout cancer.
Correct.
All right. And that's appropriate that it's in a baseball park.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Was that your idea?
I wish I could take credit for that. Maybe I will.
Well, I mean, you know, the person who did that isn't here, so you can take credit for it, you know, whatever. But how many people do you expect there at PNC Park on the 4th?
So we are expecting at least 100, but that will be total number of participants actually getting screenings. But we encourage folks to bring their family members because there's going to be other activities there. We're even offering some limited childcare options through AHN. We'll also have some sessions for meditation, visualization. We have tours of PNC Park. We're going to have some, you know, PNC personalities, like maybe the pirate parrot and or one of the pierogies. And, you know, last year we had a couple retired Pittsburgh Pirates. So it's really a fun event. And we'll also have some speakers, you know, AHN providers and specialists speaking on different topics.
Great. Had the pierogies or the pirate parrot been screened?
I believe the pirate parrot was screened
there is no
last year for a head and neck.
With the pirates.
Yeah, that's great. And where do they go when they report? I know they'll get this when they register, but just for our listening audience, where will they enter the park? Home plate or?
We're actually having the event this year in the left field lounge. So once someone is registered, there will be more information on, you know, where to park and where to enter the building and where all the various screenings are going to be held.
Well, that's great. And the Pirates, I know they do a great job with charitable work and that type of thing. And this is just another indication of people in that position. You know, sports, it's entertainment. And they also have a life outside of baseball. And one of the things they do is help people in need. And this is certainly a community need to have these screening events. And we're going to talk more about that and the screening that is done throughout the year. And it's time for us to take a break now. And What we're talking about on Medical Frontiers is cancer screening with this event that is coming up at PNC Park on October the 4th. And you can register for that by going to ahn.org/strikeout or call that number, 412-899-6694. We'll be back. Okay, we're back on Medical Frontiers, and we're talking about Allegheny Health Network cancer screening at PNC Park on October the 4th. And give us a call if you would like some more information. If you've been to one of the screenings sponsored by AHN, we'd love to hear your story. And especially if you were screened and they found something that needed attention, we would just love to hear your story. And you can tell us that by calling 866-391-1020. Of course, I was telling Rob during, we did a tease before the show, and for 34 years that we've been doing this show, we have stressed how important it is to be diagnosed early. And one of the ways that you can be diagnosed early is with these screenings. And he also asked me, you know, is there something in the future that is going to make screening easier? And my response to that was, someday we will have a blood test. And that gets back to the cancer cells specifically that are in the body and can slough off particles and so on that could be diagnosed. And then, once that is diagnosed by a blood test, then you have to look for where it is. And sometimes those particles that are analyzed are specific for prostate cancer or breast cancer or whatever. That makes it a little bit easier, but there are some imaging techniques now that make it a little easier to make a diagnosis. Full body type thing. We were talking a little bit about dermatology, taking a picture and of a mole, and then the next year, you have another picture, and has there been any change, and so on. And there is this multiple camera imaging thing that at West Penn, where there's a bunch of cameras take picture of the whole body, and then through artificial intelligence, it can, if you have another one in 6 months or 12 months or whatever, it puts all that together, and it can tell a little tiny speck of a mole that has changed. In 6 months or 12 months, it'll say, hey, this needs to be looked at. Right, Dr. Butler?
Yes. The future actually is already here. Artificial intelligence, you know, all of us use ChatGPT and other things. But the Vectra, which you're alluding to at West Penn Hospital, there's not many of them in the country. A lot of them are in Australia, but we're very blessed and fortunate to have the Skin Cancer Center at West Penn Hospital. And what the Vectra is that when you go there, it's almost like going to the airport where you stand there with your arms up and you get screened. Well, this is, obviously you're not nude at the airport, but you're nude for this exam. And it takes pictures with multiple cameras and creates a skin map. And artificial intelligence does very good at having pattern recognition. So it can look and say, you know, border irregularity. You can measure a lot more precise from year to year, as you're saying. And it can find lesions that it feels is very suspicious or may even be a cancer. And it learns also. So if we go in there and we go do a biopsy on something that the computer said, oh, this is suspicious, this is a cancer, and we say, get the pathology back and it wasn't cancer, we say, bad computer, that was not a cancer. And it learns. Next time it sees that, or enough times it sees that, then it starts saying what it truly is. But it's pretty darn good, and we don't have to say bad computer very often. It's very good. You alluded to the blood, and we also, that's here now too. You know, with circulating cell-free DNA, every tumor in the body, no matter what size, sheds some DNA into the blood, and through blood, we're able to get that DNA and compare it to basically like a fingerprint to see where is this coming from, what does this look like. And we have a test called GRAIL that's that you can get at AHN through the weekday clinic. And you can have this test done. Now, the insurance companies don't cover it, unfortunately, right now. you know, the price point needs to come down from the provider, and the insurance needs to come up and need to meet in the middle. But, you know, it finds cancers such as pancreatic cancer when it's a T1 stage, because just finding that before a person has symptoms. And when we find in a T1 stage, that's when we can really make a difference with surgery and increase the success rate of cure. And no insurance company has ever denied Grail for this, doing an MRI of the pancreas after it finds the fingerprint for pancreatic cancer. And you know, Tiffany, you order that a lot, so you can talk about it too.
Oh, anything to add to that, Tiffany?
No, I think that was very comprehensive. Thank you, Jim. But yes, it is an option at our weekly cancer screening clinic. It's something that we can discuss and order from that clinic. And actually, there is one insurance company now that's covering a percentage of it. So I think eventually it's going to be a little more mainstream, hopefully in the coming years.
Yeah, from a pure economic standpoint, when the insurance company realizes that if they pay for a test that can be diagnosed early and they're not going to be responsible for paying out boku dollars for treatment in later stages and so on. So it used to be that they didn't pay for things like colonoscopies or barium enemas and so on, that type of thing, you know, for looking. Okay, we need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers. We have two guests this evening talking about screening for cancer, and there's an event coming up October the 4th at PNC Park, and later we'll give you the number and the online site that you can go to register for that. Everybody has to be registered to be screened, and we'll talk more about that later on. 866-391-1020 is how you can be in touch with us. We'll be back.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network.
Okay, we're back on Medical Frontiers, and this evening we're talking about cancer screening, and with special emphasis on a program that is going to be held on October the 4th at PNC Park, the best baseball park in the world. And along with that, the participants in the screening can have tours of the park, and that doesn't cost them anything. And the Pirates are throwing that in as a part of their supporting this event. And tell us a little bit about that, Tiffany. Some of the other events, the pierogies are going to be there, the Pittsburgh Pirate, and so on.
Yeah, we're definitely hoping that maybe both can be there, the Pirate Parrot and the one of the pierogies, as well as some former pirates themselves. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of activities there. It's also going to have, like I mentioned previously, the meditation, visualization sessions, which we know can promote healing, decrease anxiety. So we're going to have excellent AHN staff there to run those types of sessions. We're going to have the cancer screenings like we talked about, and we're going to have some presenters. So we will have topics such as breast cancer screening, lung cancer screening. Someone from genetics will be on site to go over potential risks in family history that may put someone at increased risk for developing cancer. And we have a patient ambassador that will speak on the patient experience. She's had cancer 3 times in her life.
Whoa.
And she is such an asset for our organization to help other patients going through similar situations.
Okay. And Dr. Bittler, she mentioned, somebody's going to talk who has had 3 primary malignancies. That's not real, real common, but it isn't rare. What is it about our bodies that you can have 3 primary cancers in a lifetime or more? I mean, that's just amazing.
Yeah, it's the soup we live in day to day. It's habits we choose in our life: smoking, drinking. HPV we know causes head and neck cancer, cervical cancer, anal cancer. But also there's a familiar familial trait there that goes along with it. Some people have a cluster of cancer in their family, and that's why when we do screenings, you know, it's important to have genetics involved, because if we see cancers at an earlier age, then familiar, and there's multiple family members, then we want the family members who are still younger to start doing screenings earlier. Prostate cancer is one of the main ones. You know, when we talk about people who are at high risk, the African-American population has a more aggressive form. We have people who have first-degree relatives, or we have people with BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutations, and we ask that they start at age 40 rather than our average age of 45 for individuals, because as we keep talking about it, when we find these cancers earlier, we're going to have better outcomes and hopefully less intervention. That's what this whole entire screening is about.
Well, as I mentioned when we were getting ready to take the break the last time, that this is just this second time with the screening at PNC Park. Now it's the second annual event. We joked a little bit about you can't have a first annual because annual means that it's already been done. But the screening takes place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We saw all year with the cancer effort at AHN. Do you want to talk about where all these screens take place, or do you want Tiffany to talk about that, or...
I think we both should, because okay. We're both.
Well, why don't you start? It's your baby. You're the one. You're the, I don't think, Tiffany, that we would have this screening effort without Dr. Bettler.
No.
Do you agree with that?
I agree completely. I call Jim our founding father of the screening program.
Well, you didn't say grandfather.
Well, it's getting there, the gray hair.
So,
you know, when this started back in December 2014 at Jefferson Hospital, it was the, I'm not going to say first annual, but it was the first the first screening we did. And it grew rapidly after that because, you know, we did find cancers on the first event.
By the way, once that you've done the first annual, then it's okay to call it. Yeah, that's okay.
So, you know, initially we were doing it quarterly, and then it has blossomed into every single month on a Saturday. And I want your audience to know that the physicians and the people coming in to do this, they're doing this on a volunteer basis. They're not getting paid to do this. They're doing it because they care. And like everyone I work with, they're awesome, and they care about the patients and doing the right thing. So them coming in on Saturdays, we do it once a month, but oftentimes these fill up so rapidly and they're in high demand. So the overflow, we had to go and find a solution for that. And that's where Tiffany stepped in with her weekday clinic. And that's where I'll let her talk about the weekday clinic because she runs that and that's her baby.
Okay, Tiffany, you're on.
Yeah, so the weekday clinic is a little different from the monthly events. You know, our monthly events are somewhat like a round robin. So a patient can register for whatever screenings they're eligible for, and then they would rotate through different screening areas, seeing different providers performing those screenings. Now, at the weekly clinics, we have three locations. We have West Penn Hospital, Jefferson Hospital, and Forbes. We have locations where a patient can call in and schedule an office visit with myself, where we have another nurse practitioner, Jenna, that runs that clinic as well. And similar to the monthly events, the patient can have whatever routine screening or, you know, cancer screenings that they're eligible for. And we take care of that in an office setting. But if they would need, say, a mammogram or a lung CT for lung cancer screening, we're placing the orders. Those types of services are scheduled after the visit. But that's just a little bit of the difference between the monthly events and the weekly.
Okay.
Another small difference, if you want to allude to or talk about the research that we do with blood draws during the Saturday events, and then also the GRAIL being available at your clinic.
Yeah, so that is another difference at the monthly events. You know, we have two big research projects going on at the at AHN within the Cancer Institute. And what those projects are, the larger project, the Moonshot, is looking, they're taking blood samples and they're looking for different markers in the blood, like biomarkers. And then there is a sister study where they are taking patients who have not been diagnosed with cancer, testing their blood, and then comparing the two. So healthy individuals that have not been diagnosed with cancer, they can participate in that research study at our monthly events.
Well, that's great. Yes. And a shout out to all of our patients who participate in clinical studies, you know, even in treatment studies. You know, sometimes in those, the patient is getting a placebo. It's not what they're taking the drug that's being studied. And that's a big risk for a patient to do that. They don't know whether they're getting the medication or not if it's a double-blind study. The doctors don't know and the researchers don't know until the code's broken. And I don't think that any clinical study has had difficulty in getting patients to volunteer to do that. And like you say, the physicians are volunteering to do these events on Saturdays, and this event coming up on October the 4th and so on. But our patients are also volunteering many times to help the next generation or somebody. You know, in the future with the research, depending on what the results are.
You know. My hope for the future, Dr. Pfeiffer, is that eventually we'll have strategic locations for weekday clinics, brick-and-mortar hospitals like Erie, centrally at West Penn, AGH East at Forbes, and south at Jefferson or Cannonsburg when the new hospital goes up, but also to get a mobile medical unit one day out on the road to take care of people who have more difficult access to care. And this mobile medical unit we've been looking at for, you know, several years has a CT scanner on it to do low-dose CT scans for lung, mammogram for mammography, and two exam rooms that we could do all the other screenings in. And that's really the future.
Okay. Well, we need to take another break. This is Medical Frontiers. You can talk to us by calling 866-391-1020. We'll be back. Okay, we're back for our last segment of Medical Frontiers. 866-391-1020 is how you can talk to our experts in the studio. We're talking about cancer screening and, oh, the strides that have been made over the last few decades in making a diagnosis and also a treatment. And Dr. Bettner, we haven't said anything about radiation treatment tonight because we've been talking about screening. But you're a radiation oncologist, and tell us about how that particular subspecialty of medicine and of radiology has grown exponentially over the last few decades and so on as far as treating patients with malignant tumors.
The accuracy and precision has become astronomical with better technology. You know, you keep saying that AHN is the only place that has this, and, you know, it's refreshing to be able to say that. One of the technologies we have down at Allegheny General is called an MR-Linac, we call it. And it utilizes a MRI and a linear accelerator in combination, so we can actually watch, as we're treating the patient, the images. And when we're treating prostate cancer, you can see the bladder filling as we're sitting there treating the patient. We can see an air bubble come down through the GI tract, and, you know, we could pause the treatment while it's there and ask them to, you know, move their, you know, to fart and move their, pass their gas, and then resume the treatment. And, you know, when this air bubble comes down, it's pushing that prostate into a different area. We can track and see the tumor inside the prostate as we're treating that. You know, we use it for pancreatic cancer. We use it for colorectal cancer. There's lots of studies going on with that. It's just very refreshing. But also the really good thing about our network is that every single radiation department, our network, has the exact same radiation linear accelerator. So if you start treatment at Jefferson Hospital and you get in a car accident and you're at AGH with a broken leg and for trauma, we can still treat you because the machine is exactly the same. They're all sisters of each other, identical daughters.
That's great. Several months ago, we had the new chief of radiation.
Oh, Dr. Shaw, great guy. Yeah,
great guy. And just as an aside, as an orthopedic surgeon, he was telling me that they have found that low dose radiation can be used for non-malignant things like inflammation of the knee, Dupuytren's contracture, plantar fasciitis, a fibrosis and so on. It's really amazing.
Yeah, keloids. You know, radiation in higher doses is inflammatory. Yeah. Lower doses, it's anti-inflammatory. Yeah.
It's just incredible. And we think back, I've been around a long time. And when I was like 3 or 4 years old, I had this dermatitis on my hands and feet. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was from playing in the dirt. I don't know. I was born on a farm. But I had radiation treatment, okay, under a regular x-ray machine. And I would sit there with my hands and feet under this machine until it dried up.
Yeah.
And I haven't developed any malignancies in my hand and feet that I know of yet. But that was before there was such a thing as radiation therapy. Somebody thought, well, you know, maybe stick Jerry's hands in the under there, maybe that'll help. And it did work. It went away.
Yeah, before radiation was being used wholeheartedly for medical therapy and cancer treatments, it was amazing, the history of radiation. It was in cosmetics. People were rubbing it on their face to get a better glow to their skin, they would say in the advertisements. Yeah. People used to go into the shoe shop and put their feet into a box and, you know, take a look and see how the shoes were fitting with what they were trying on, you know, with x-rays. So we've learned a lot more with radiation safety over the years.
I may have told you this story. You've been on Medical Frontiers, but Tiffany went to IUP for her nursing. That's my hometown, Christmas Tree Capital of the World. And when I was in 11th grade, I belonged to a science club, and we took a tour of AGH was the first radiation therapy machine in the tri-state area. Okay, it was a cobalt machine.
Yeah.
It was on the second floor of the tower. You know, that's where it was. And it was so fascinating. And that was in 1954. Yeah, and so AGH was in the radiation therapy business for a long time. You know, had one of the first machines in the tri-state area, which was kind of amazing. It was very fascinating taking that tour and then coming back and being a resident there and having my practice there. You know, it's a bit of nostalgia, you know, but you being a radiation oncologist, I thought you would look like some of that history.
I love that history.
what made you to decide to go into, you have to be a radiologist to do radiation oncology, or is that changed a bit?
Yeah, back in the 60s or so, most radiation oncologists were radiologists by training and did additional training to get the hours they needed to basically do that specialty. But there's actually a residency program for it. I actually have done 2 residencies. I did internal medicine for 3 years at West Penn, and then did radiation training at LEA in general, and then stayed on with the group after that. And it's a 4-year, residency program after doing a 1-year internship year.
Yeah, and it's a long time, I think as far as medical education, we get a little bit smarter of maybe shortening that down a little bit, where somebody going to do a subspecialty, they don't have to go through all the other preliminary things, you know. So, well, we have run out of time. Tiffany, thanks so much for coming back to Medical Frontiers and your expertise, and good luck with that screening event on the 4th of October. Dr. Bentler, always fun seeing you, and keep plugging away.
And I look forward to coming back sometime.
Screen, screen, screen. This is Medical Frontiers saying good night, and we will be back next week.
Medical Frontiers was an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.